Now, it's face guards and full body armour at the ready this weekend as Wales's only senior American football team tries to return to the game's top flight. The South Wales Warriors, an amateur squad based in Llanharan in the Rhondda, have made it into the UK Division 2 playoffs. If they win all three knockout matches, they'll claim a spot in the First Division. And we joined them in training as they prepare to face Kent in tomorrow's quarter-final.
From the line!
I'm David Young, I'm the Warriors head coach. Love it, we've won 8 of our 10 games. We're heading into the playoffs with good momentum. The team's been in the playoffs before, so we know how to handle ourselves. So we've got a lot of experience, but we've also got a lot of young talent as well, which have gelled quite well throughout the season, and I expect us to make a real strong challenge to get to the final. And hopefully playing in a higher division would encourage a few more people who perhaps were just watching the NFL on the TV to come down and see what Welsh Gridiron's all about.
My name's Spencer Cutlin, I'm from Cumbrian and I play wide receiver. So take you through the kit. First off, we've got the helmet. Obviously, you've got the face guard there to stop anyone from poking you in the face. It's made out of soft padding underneath. Then you've got your shoulder pads. You can get different sizes for what position you play, so mine are really light. And then you've got your leg pads, your thigh pads, tail pad, and your knee pads as well. It's not as heavy as people think it is, and it's quite mobile as well. Put the padding on and give it a go.
Outside. Alex Geach from Cardiff play offensive line. Everybody knows if you're big and athletic in Wales, you play rugby. Basically played rugby from a young age, being thought I'd give something else a try, and it's, I haven't looked back really. It's a great sport. It's like a game of chess. It is very strategic. It's very physical. I didn't have an injury playing rugby, but I've had 2 shoulder reconstructions since playing American football. It's a great game to watch. The first couple of games we had, we probably had a crowd of about 200 people. You know, you do get lifted, you know, when you hear the crowd cheering and chanting for the defence, then yeah, it's a definite buzz.
My name is David Pruitt. I'm the offensive coordinator. This year we've done very well so far. We are the second highest scoring offense in team history. We have some game film on our opponent, Kent, and what I'll be doing is devising some strategies that take advantage of what we know they're going to do defensively. Everything is designed to work in sync. It's designed to work in a certain way to make the other team do certain things at certain times. The job of the quarterback in the middle is to understand what every single person on his side is doing, and then as the play develops, understand what the other team is doing in relation to that, what it means, and then distribute the ball.
Guys, hustle back!
All right, guys, here we go. We're going to go trips right, fake 34, dive, flood pass. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
All right, on one, ready?
I'm Hugh Pearce, known to the guys as Peachy because I bruise very easily, so perhaps the wrong game for me. I played tight end for about 5 years. What I'm doing this off-season is just helping out with some coaching, doing the game filming. As you can see, it's very difficult to keep track of everything that's going on at the same time. Your eyes are naturally drawn to the ball when you're watching training. To really see what's going on, you have to see what's going on away from the ball as well. This is why the game footage is so valuable to us. It helps with morale as well. It's souvenirs for the guys, really. From a serious coaching point of view, it's very important to break down guys' individual technique as well. You've got these huge balls flying around and smashing into each other, and it's very, very difficult to keep track of everything.
Hi, I'm Rich Cochran, team captain. I play fullback. There's a lot of local rugby guys, and initially when you talk to them, they go, it's a Wussers game, you wear pads. But I'd love to get some of them to come out and play, because we could do with some more Valleys power, because there's a lot of big guys out there who could be really good. When I hang up my pads, I've probably only got a few more years. I think I'll probably try and start a youth side. The youth is the future. Yeah, especially if you can't convince people to come from rugby, you need to grow your own talent.
Come on, guys!
You got a pass block better than that.
And the South Wales Warriors there speaking to us ahead of their bid to make it back into the top flight of American football in the UK.
Good luck to them.